Please listen carefully.
Hello, world. Welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
We are part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded, positive news stories every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
Every weekday, we publish 10 stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we'll be sharing these solutions in a commute and home listening worthy podcast.
By subscribing, listening to, reading, and sharing The Optimist Daily, you are on the front lines of action-oriented steps towards solving our world's biggest problems. First you, and then 100,000, and then 100 million people focused on solutions will change the world for good.
Today is Monday, March 16th, 2020, and what a day it is. This last week has been an unprecedented one for our world. We want to take a moment at the Optimist Daily to honor the extraordinary stress so many of us are under. Our writers, editors, marketers, and customer service team members are all in this with you. Operating a positive news publishing business at this time could be a challenge because the lion's share of media is negative and fear-driven, and that is not what we do. We also know that's not what you actually need. This is a situation that defines why the Optimist Daily exists.
Last week, our team gathered together to discuss how we handle this media landscape and how we can be of service through this global pandemic. We reconnected with our why. We do what we do, publishing 50-plus positive stories every single week, because for every negative thing you read, it takes 4 positive ones to counter the experience. We do what we do because in order to change consciousness and make this world a kinder, more generous, healthier, and more abundant place, we need optimism. We do what we do because you are worth working for, and your positive experiences, your optimistic perspective, your determination to change the world for good is our mission.
We promise to continue to share positive, solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for good. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
So here are today's top solutions.
All right, Christy, here we go. So you guys might hear a little bit of a different audio this morning. Christy and I are recording this with appropriate social distancing in separate offices by way of our own headphone mics. Like everybody, we are coming up with new plans on how the Optimist Daily can work during this crazy time. And so some of our stories today, we'll talk about solutions for where we're at. And that is today's first solution. U-Haul offers free 30-day storage for displaced college students in building community. To prevent the spread of coronavirus, many universities are taking precautions and sending students home early. For many students, that means vacating their on-campus dormitories, moving their stuff, and finding a new place to live. It's a stressful period for students, which is why U-Haul is stepping up and offering college students 30 days of free self-storage if they are being displaced because of coronavirus. On the Moving Storage Company's website, U-Haul President John Taylor announced, "More and more universities are giving instructions to leave campus and go home. Students and their parents are in need of moving and storage solutions. We have the expertise and network to help, and that's exactly what we're going to do."
Thanks, Summers. And our next story is not about this major epidemic that we're all, pandemic that we're all reacting to, but it's a good one in relation to the environment. Volunteer vets act quick to save the world's fattest parents from extinction. While the Optimist Daily may not have a favorite bird per se, the kekepo is definitely one of our favorites. The kekepo is a colorful parrot with intricate patterns, and it so happens to be the world's fattest parrot. Unfortunately for our feathered friends in New Zealand, a respiratory disease called aspergillosis began to spread through its endangered population, threatening to reverse the gains of the bird's most successful breeding season in living memory. something we wrote about last year. With aspergillosis, by the time a wild bird begins to display symptoms or anything unusual shows up in blood tests, it is usually too late to save them. Scientists mapped out the 12 birds with the highest risk of the sickness and found that all 12 appeared to have lesions on their lungs. That meant the disease was spreading and that huge action would be needed to save the rare bird from being wiped out. In New Zealand, being the small country that it is, they were not prepared with the resources or people to carry out this rescue mission, which led volunteer vets arriving from around the world to help. Extra pens were built to house the birds. Some went to the city's regional parks to gather armfuls of native plants that the kekepo like to eat. Others took it upon themselves to help evacuate and scan the birds for sickness. Many birds needed months of daily care, but the outbreak was contained. The necessary drugs could be delivered to stop the fungal spread, allowing them most of the record-breaking 80 chicks to survive their first few months. Chicks became juveniles, and while a few of them sadly died from other causes, most survived and now are counted in the population number, 211 up from the population of 123 kekepo living just 7 years ago. The mission of saving the kekepo was far more complex than this story does justice to, so we invite you to take a deeper look at the story published by The Guardian about how the world's fattest parrot came back from the brink of extinction.
Kekepos, they're so cute. If you go onto Optimus Daily and you see the pictures of these guys, big, fuzzy, fluffy, fat birds. Yeah. Thank you, Christy. Our next story today goes back to discussions about the coronavirus, and this is a solution, giving you guys some real information from a legitimate source, talking about how self-quarantine and canceled events reduce pressure on medical facilities. Globalized disease outbreaks create feelings of fear and distress in our communities. Canceling large events and gatherings, as well as staying at home when possible, is frightening as it disrupts our daily lives and routines. But understanding the rationale behind these actions brings more clarity to the situation. The goal of self-quarantine and mass gathering cancellation is to flatten out the curve of the disease's spread and slow the inundation of patients on medical facilities and employees. Although 80% of cases are mild and the fatality rate is estimated to be only 1%, reducing the pressure on medical treatment facilities is critical for protecting and providing care for vulnerable factions of the population. Places like Singapore and South Korea, as well as smaller areas like Seattle and Santa Clara, have successfully implemented these systems and are slowing the rate of new infections. Even in this uncertain time, there are already innovative solutions emerging. Last week, we shared how the blood plasma from coronavirus survivors could be used to save lives. Hong Kong is also rolling out robots to clean their public transportation systems. There's a lot of good in this, guys, so do take social isolation and distancing seriously because it will help slow that curve.
But remember, don't panic, stay calm, wash your hands, and that's the most important thing we can all do to get through this together. All right, our final story for today goes back to an environment category, and it's about how healthy wetlands can save coastal communities millions of dollars during storms. Wetlands such as mangrove forests, marshes, and seagrass beds are critical habitats for a wide variety of species. They also serve to protect inland areas from storm surges and strong winds. A new analysis of Atlantic and Gulf of Mexico coastal storms has found that areas with larger wetlands experience far lower property damage costs during large storms. The study produced by the University of California, San Diego, my alma mater, analyzed 88 tropical cyclones and hurricanes that struck the U.S. starting in 1996. Researchers found that 1 square kilometer of wetland saved an average of $1.8 million per year. That means that over the next 3 decades, a single unit of wetlands could mitigate $36 million in storm damage. Other critical factors that impacted economic damage were coastline shape, elevation, building codes, and chance of actually experiencing damaging winds. As an added bonus, the team found no significant difference in positive impact between salt and freshwater wetlands or between mangroves and marshes. Basically, all wetlands are good wetlands when it comes to preserving areas during storm surges. Unfortunately, wetlands are disappearing. The study found that Floridians would have been spared $480 million in property damage from Hurricane Irma if the state's wetlands had not shrunk so significantly over the past decade. This new evidence draws a direct link between wetland conservation and property protection and safety during storms. As climate change increases the intensity of storms, protecting our wetlands is a more vital solution than ever for protecting coastal communities. And that's it for today, everybody. Please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com for just $5 a month and support reader-funded independent journalism. Be a part of the solution, changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset.
Thank you guys all for listening. Thank you for reading The Optimist Daily. Please share our stories with your friends and help lift everyone into optimism during this tricky time. Be kind to one another, be good to yourselves, and stay optimistic, guys. We'll get through this.
Thanks so much, Summers, and thank you, everybody. See you guys tomorrow.